I kept in touch with him often and frequently after my visit. I was very happy when President Obama nominated him to be America's ambassador to the new Libya. The last time I saw Chris Stevens was shortly after he had taken up his post during my most recent visit to Tripoli. I especially remember the lighter moments we spent together, including when Chris insisted on personally making me a cappuccino, a task that he carried out with as much pride and proficiency as his diplomatic mission. That was on the morning of July 7th, the day Libyans voted in their first election in half a century.